With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Observers expect a fierce battle in Congress as Republicans seek to extend the Trump tax cuts.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of next year, along with the lower tax rates for American workers. Now Republicans hope to work hand-in-hand with incoming President Trump to extend and strengthen the original law passed in 2017. One key player will be Trump's Treasury Secretary nominee, Scott Bessent. He's expected to help forge the language in the new tax bill with the focus of lowering the corporate tax rate and putting an end to taxes on both tips and Social Security. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, as he prepares to become president for the second time, President Trump is viewed more favorably now than he was before first taking office.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 53% of likely U.S. voters have a favorable impression of President-elect Trump, including 35% with a very favorable opinion. 46% view Trump unfavorably, including 39% with a very unfavorable impression. Trump's favorability is slightly higher than in December 2016, when 51% of voters had a favorable opinion of him. The survey of 1,266 U.S. likely voters was conducted on November 20th through the 21st and 24th of 2024. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President-elect Trump is warning terror group Hamas to release the October 7th hostages in a new post. Trump warns that Hamas will pay if they are not immediately released before he assumes office January 20th, 2025. President Trump adds that those responsible will be hit harder than anybody has been hit in the history of the United States. A woman from Hawaii who vanished while changing planes in Los Angeles is reportedly in Mexico. Sources say law enforcement has video of Hannah Kobayashi entering through the southern border near Tijuana. This is SRN News. The Red Kettle campaign is underway.
The Salvation Army's annual effort to raise money for the poor around Christmas will feature thousands of bell ringers outside of stores and other establishments now till December 25th. A big chunk of the Giant Christian Ministry's yearly budget is gathered at this time, and organizers are hoping Americans will be generous. However, with 4 years of inflation and economic precarity weighing people down, generosity may be depressed this season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican Attorney General says he still considers it illegal to provide abortions after fetal viability, despite a newly approved state abortion rights amendment. Attorney General Andrew Bailey writes in an opinion that his office will also continue to enforce a law requiring parental permission for minors to get abortions. Missouri voters approved an amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution. This is SRN News. California lawmakers will consider a bill that would require the state's public universities to give admission priority to descendants of slaves.
The bill being introduced by Democrat Assemblymember Isaac Bryan. The proposal follows reparation efforts at the California state level that have yielded mixed results. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law in September to formally apologize for the state's legacy of racism and discrimination against black residents. But state lawmakers blocked a bill that would have created an agency to administer reparations programs. John Scott reports.
It's the coldest start to December in years for some portions of the country in places like Chicago, Detroit, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. High temperatures this week will only be in the 20s or 30s. Further into the week, winds will make conditions difficult across the Great Lakes, leading to blowing snow and a drop in visibility. More details at SRNnews.com.